Advantages of a bill of exchange. The advantages of a bill of exchange. Legal relationship. A bill of exchange creates a legal relationship and serves as proof in disputes. Terms and conditions. It includes payment terms, amount, due date, and payment location. Mode of credit. A negotiable instrument allows credit payment due on a future date. Let's look at advantages of a bill of exchange. What are the advantages? It is a legal relationship. A bill of exchange creates a legal relationship and serves as proof in disputes. Terms and conditions. All the terms, including when the payment term, what is the payment term, what is the amount, when is it due, and what is the location for the payment to take place. Mode of credit. It may also have a which may permit a credit, which means that the due date would be sometime in the future. Other advantages, easy transferability. A bill of exchange can be further endorsed by another party. Wider acceptance. Foreign bills of exchange enable global credit and acceptance. Mutual accommodation. A bill of exchange provides credit and ensures future payment for both parties. Further advantages of a bill of exchange. Easy transferability. A bill of exchange can be further endorsed by another party, which means that you are holding a bill of exchange, you can endorse it to another party and both can share the amount due, or you have transferred the full bill of exchange to the next party. Wider acceptance. Foreign bills of exchange enable global credit and acceptance. Wherever there are foreign bills of exchange, that means overseas bills of exchange, they enable global credit, because now a foreign country is there and there is a global credit that gets involved. Mutual accommodation. A bill of exchange provides credit and ensures future payment for both parties, which means that the person who has signed the bill of exchange as the endorsee can offer credit to the debtor. Disadvantages of a bill of exchange. Used mainly for short-term services, not long-term loans. The drawee must pay by the due date. Discounting adds extra costs for the drawee. Unsuitable for banking services. Let's look at what are the disadvantages of a bill of exchange. Used mainly for short-term services, not long-term loans. So you use them again similar to a promissory note for short term, not for long terms. The drawee must pay by the due date. There is no way that he can escape the due date unless there is some negotiation or some agreement which is not recorded. Discounting adds extra costs for the drawee. That means that if you want the money to be paid earlier, the debtor can demand extra costs from the drawee. Unsuitable for banking services, because they cannot be entertained by banks. They are more between two parties, where none of them is a banking service. Let's compare all the negotiable instruments under different aspects. What do they mean? First aspect is, what do they mean? A check. One individual party orders the bank to transfer the money to the bank account of another individual or party in whose name the check has been issued. What happens with the bill of exchange? A negotiable instrument is in writing and holds an unconditional order by the bill's maker to pay a certain amount of money either to a specific person or its bearer. What is a promissory note? It is an instrument given in writing with an unrestricted guarantee to pay a certain amount of money to a certain individual or to the bearer of the instrument and signed by the maker of it. Let's look at the other aspect, legality. The check is governed under the Negotiable Instruments Act of 1881. The bill of exchange is governed under the Negotiable Instruments Act and the Indian Stamps Act. And the promissory note is governed under the Negotiable Instruments Act of 1881. Who is the drawer of the instrument? The creditor in the case of the check. The creditor again in the case of the bill of exchange, and the debtor in the case of a promissory note, which means who is the first person who signs or generates that promissory note or the negotiable instrument. What are the parties involved? For a check, there are three parties are involved. As a drawer, that means the person who actually wrote the check, the drawee, that is the bank, and the payee who is supposed to receive the amount. Three parties are, for a bill of exchange, there are also three parties, a drawer, a drawee, and a payee. Promissory note, there are only two parties involved, are the drawer and the maker of the, and the payee, that means the person who made the promissory note and the person who will receive the payment. Payability for a check, it is payable on demand only. Payability for a bill of exchange, it is payable on demand or on the expiry date of a certain period. Payability for the promissory note, the drawer and the payee cannot be the same person. Notice of dishonor. For a check, a notice of dishonor is not compulsory, which means that if a check is dishonored, there is the notice for that dishonor is not compulsory. For a bill of exchange, notice of dishonor is mandatory and served to all the concerned parties involved in the dishonoring the bill, which means that if there are more than one party who have signed the bill of exchange, then the notice of dishonor is mandatory and is served to all the concerned parties involved in the dishonoring the bill. No notice is served for the promissory note. There is no notice that is served for dishonoring and is served to the drawer in case of dishonoring the promissory note, which means the person who generated the document is not served with any notice for dishonoring the promissory note. Who gets the copies of the documents then or the negotiable instruments? The check allows no copies. So there is only one single check and that's it. Bill of exchange can have copies. The promissory note allows no copies, which means the check and the promissory note, there cannot be copies. Only the bill of exchange can have copies. What is the grace period? For the check, there is no grace period once it is presented for payment. Bill of exchange has a 3 days grace period. For a promissory note, third day from the date on which it is to be payable. That means you get only 2 days of grace period from the date which it is payable. Liability. The parties remain liable to even though no notice of dishonor is given, which means the person who has actually written the check remains liable to pay even though there is no notice given of dishonoring the amount, the check. For a bill of exchange, the parties who don't get notice of dishonor are free from the liability of paying. The liability of the drawer is secondary and conditional. The liability of the drawer is primary and obsolete in the case of promissory notes. So we understood that for a check, even if there is no notice of dishonor given, the person who drew the check or who wrote the check is the person to be held liable and he remains liable. For a bill of exchange, the parties who don't get notice of dishonor are free from the liability of paying. The liability of the drawer is secondary and conditional. That means the person who wrote it is the drawer. His liability is secondary and conditional. The liability of the drawer is primary and obsolete, which means that the person who signed or made that promissory note, his liability is primary and absolute. Validity. For a check valid for 6 months, checks from the central government may be valid for 3 months. For a bill of exchange, there is no validity. Validity for a period of 3 years from the date of its execution, after which it becomes invalid. Which, let's understand this, a promissory note is valid for a period of 3 years from the date of its execution, after which it becomes invalid. That means if it was, the promissory note was signed and executed on day one today, after 3 years, it would be invalid. Let's look at the aspect of acceptance. No acceptance required and its object is immediate payment for a check. Bill of exchange must be accepted before payment can be demanded. That means that the bill of exchange is given back to the person who to whom the payment is to be received from, and then the payment demand can be put up. No acceptance for a promissory note, no acceptance is required from the drawee. That means the person who is supposed to receive the amount back need not give a confirmation or an acceptance that yes, I am ready to accept the material, the amount, or I am supposed to be paid. Stamp does not require any stamp except in certain cases. For a check, for a bill of exchange must be stamped. Promissory note, a promissory note has to be sufficiently stamped. Security and dishonor. For a check, a bounce notice must be issued to the defaulter or the drawee. If the issue is insufficient funds, the notice must be sent within 30 days of the bank's intimation. After 15 days of notice, the payee can take legal action. Check bounce is a criminal offense. Let's understand this. A bounce notice, that means a check bounce notice, is issued, must be issued to the defaulter or the drawee. That means the person who signed the check, confirming that it was he who is supposed to pay the amount. If the issue is insufficient funds, the notice must be sent within 30 days of the bank's intimation. After 15 days of notice, the payee, that means the receiver who is supposed to receive the money, can take legal action, that and a check bounce is considered as a criminal offense. Bill of exchange, a notice of dishonor must be given promptly. Failure to do so may release parties from liability. If the drawee dishonors the bill, the drawer can claim compensation if notified. A bill is dishonored by non-payment when the acceptor defaults after being asked to pay. How does this work? For a bill of exchange, a notice of dishonor must be given promptly. Failure to do so may release parties from liability. That means if there are more than one party who are payable, they could be released from the liability. If the drawee dishonors the bill, the drawer can claim compensation if notified. A bill is dishonored by non-payment when the acceptor defaults after being asked to pay. That means if the party who is supposed to pay does not make the payment in spite of being asked to do so, he is considered to be a defaulter and the bill is considered to be dishonored. Promissory note, collateral notes are secured by assets that can be repossessed if the borrower defaults. It's essential to check the limitation period and life and file a civil case within the time frame specified under the Limitation Act of 1963. Let's understand what happens in case of dishonor of a promissory note. Collateral for a promissory note, collateral notes are secured by assets that can be repossessed if the borrower defaults. So which means you are the borrower, you have taken a loan, the bank is going to take some collateral from you, some document which gives them the right to your property or some movable or immovable property. It is essential to check the limitation period and file a civil case within the time frame specified under the Limitation Act of 1963. So if there is a dishonoring, it is essential to check the limitation or period, which means that there would be some limitation period available for the borrower to pay back, and that should be permitted, after which file the civil case within the time frame specified under the Limitations Act of 1963. What are the types of different negotiable instruments? What kind of checks are available? There is a bearer check, there is an order check, there is a cross check, there is an open check, post-dated check, traveler's check, self-check, and banker's check. For a bill of exchange, there is a documentary bill, there is a demand bill, there is a trade bill, there is an export bill, or there is an import bill. For a promissory note, there is a real estate note, a commercial note, a personal promissory note, or an investment note. Presentation of negotiable instruments. Presentment for acceptance. A bill payable after sight must be presented in time. If the drawee can't be found, it's dishonored. Presentment for payment. An negotiable instrument must be presented for payment. Failure to do so releases liability. What is presentment of negotiable instrument? Presentment for acceptance. That means you present the document, the negotiable instrument, for acceptance. A bill payable after sight must be presented in time. If the drawee can't be found, it's dishonored. That means the person who is supposed to receive the money, it cannot be found, it is considered dishonored. Presentment for payment. A negotiable instrument must be presented for payment. Failure to do so releases all liability. Presentment for payment of instrument payable after due date, after date or sight. A promissory note or bill of exchange must be presented for payment at maturity. Presentment for payment of promissory note payable by instrument, by installments. A promissory note in installments must be presented within 3 days, with non-payment treated as maturity. So which means that a promissory note which has got certain due, certain installments by which payment is to be made, should be presented within 3 days of that date, considering that non-payment is to be treated as maturity. Presentment for payment of instrument payable at specified place and not elsewhere. A negotiable instrument must be presented at the specified place to charge any party, which means that it is not only the date and time, but it is also a location that can be specified on a negotiable instrument for it to be presented, which means if that is the case, which means that the negotiable instrument must be presented at the specified location only for it to be charged or it to be honored. Presentment where no exclusive place specified. A negotiable instrument must be presented at the maker's drawee's or acceptor's location. Presentment when maker, etc. has no known place or business or residence. If no known address exists, the negotiable instrument can be presented to the party in person wherever found. Presentment of check to charge drawer. Section 84. A check must be presented before the drawer's bank relationship changes to their disadvantage. Let's further understand the presentment of negotiable instruments. Presentment where no exclusive place is specified. We just saw earlier that there is a place specified, then it should be presented at that place. If there is no place that is specified, then the negotiable instrument must be presented at the maker's, that means the person who drew it, the receiver, that is the drawee, or the acceptor's location. Presentment when maker, etc. has no known place or of business or residence. So if he is a person who does not reside, so his permanent residence is not in the place, or the business also does not have a fixed location or a registered address, if no known addresses exist, the negotiable instrument can be presented to the party in person wherever he can be found. Presentment of check to charge drawer. Section 84 says a check must be presented before the drawer's bank relationship changes to their disadvantage. That means before the bank, the drawer of the check withdraws his money or closes his account with the bank, the check must be presented before that situation comes up. When presentment unnecessary. No presentment for payment is necessary and the instrument is dishonored at the due date for presentment if the party prevents presentment or can't be found, the instrument is dishonored. A party can be charged if they agreed to pay despite non-presentment. After maturity, a party accepts the instrument by making a payment or waiving presentment. If the drawer suffers no damage, they are not affected. When presentment for a negotiable instrument is not necessary, No presentment for payment is necessary, and the instrument is considered as dishonored at the due date for presentment if the party prevents presentment or can't be found. The instrument is considered dishonored. Now, which means that if the party who is supposed to present the negotiable instrument is not to be found, then the instrument is considered dishonored. A party can be charged if they agreed to pay despite non-presentment, which means that if they have agreed that there is no presentment required, then they can be charged and they will have to honor the payment. If they do not accept that payment agreement, then the document will be considered as dishonored, and as per whatever are the legalities, the other party can go ahead with the proceedings. After maturity, a party accepts the instrument by making a payment or waiving presentment, which means that the party by mutual agreement says that, okay, presentment is not necessary, but we agree to make the payment. If the drawer suffers no damage, they are not affected. That means if the person who made the negotiable instrument suffers no damage, they are not affected. Discharge from liability. Discharge from liability, the maker, acceptor or endorser respectively of a negotiable instrument is discharged from liability. By cancellation, if the holder cancels the endorser's name, all parties under the holder are discharged. By release, the holder discharges the maker, endorser and all parties under notice of discharge. Let's understand when is the liability for a negotiable instrument discharged. Discharge from liability happens when the maker, the acceptor or the endorser respectively of a negotiable instrument can be discharged from liability under two conditions. One, by cancellation. If the holder cancels the endorser's name, all parties under the holder are discharged. By release, the holder discharges the maker, endorser and all parties under notice of discharge. What are the other two methods? By payment. All parties are discharged if the instrument is payable to bearer and paid in due course. If the drawee is given more than 48 hours to accept, all parties are discharged, which means that the drawee must encash or accept within a time period of 48 hours. Unless and until he does that, if it exceeds 48 hours, all the parties are discharged. When check is not duly presented and drawer is damaged. If a check is delayed and causes damage, the drawer is discharged. Check payable to order. If a check is endorsed by the payee, the drawee is discharged by payment. Drafts drawn by one branch of a bank on another payable to order. A draft discharges the bank by payment if endorsed by the payee. Parties not consenting discharged by qualified or limited acceptance. Unconsented parties are discharged if payment terms change unless they agree. Let's understand what is the case for checks. When check is not duly presented and drawer is damaged. If a check is delayed and causes damage, the drawer, that means the person who made the check, is discharged. Check payable to order. If a check is endorsed by the payee, the drawee is discharged by payment. That means the person who is supposed to receive the money will receive that money after the payment. Drafts drawn by one branch of a bank on another payable to order. A draft is discharged by the bank by payment if endorsed by the payee. So, the discharge is only by payment of the amount. Parties not consenting discharged by qualified or limited acceptance. Unconsented parties are discharged if payment terms change unless they agree. So, if there are parties who are party to the payment, but they have not agreed to a change in payment terms, then they are discharged. Effect of natural alteration. A material alteration voids all negotiable instruments unless all parties consent. Alteration by endorsee. An alteration by an endorsee discharges the endorser. Acceptor or endorser bound notwithstanding previous alteration. An acceptor or endorser is bound despite alterations. Payment of instrument on which alteration is not apparent. If a material altered negotiable instrument is not apparent, the banker is discharged from liability. Extinguishments of rights of action on bill in acceptor's hands. If a bill is held by the acceptor after maturity, rights of action are extinguished. Let's clearly understand a lot of legal language here. Effect of material alteration. A material alteration voids a negotiable instrument unless all parties consent. That means all the parties to that negotiable instrument accept that alteration, material alteration. That means a physical alteration on the document. Only then is it considered as accepted. Alteration by endorsee. An alteration by an endorsee discharges the endorser. So, the person who is supposed to receive or encash the document, the negotiable instrument, if he makes an alteration, then the endorser, that means the person who is supposed to make good the payment, is discharged from his liability because it would amount to forgery or some fraud. Acceptor or endorser bound with notwithstanding previous alteration. An acceptor or endorser is bound despite alterations. So, a person who is who is the acceptor, that means who is supposed to receive the material, or who is the endorser, would be bound despite there are alterations which were made earlier. Payment of instrument on which alteration is not apparent. If there is a payment instrument like a check or a bank draft or something else where there is a material alteration but it is not apparent, then the banker who is encashing it is discharged from liability. Extinguishments of rights of action on bill in acceptor's hands. If a bill is held by the acceptor, that means the person who is supposed to receive it, after maturity, rights of action are extinguished. That means he should have presented that bill of exchange or the negotiable instrument to the concerned people for encashment. If he still holds it after maturity, then all his rights are extinguished. Hundis. The Negotiable Instruments Act does not apply to hundis. Hundis are governed by the customs and usage of the locality in which they are intended to be used. Thank you.